Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Now we're going to talk about making the holiday more enjoyable, and I think that's what everybody wants at the end of the day, so go ahead and get right into it.
Yeah, you know, with Thanksgiving just around the corner, many extended families are preparing together for the holiday Thanksgiving dinner. But still, some may not be thinking about how to prepare for those who might be around the table, who might be hard of hearing and not able to fully participate in the celebration and conversations. With more than 48 million Americans having a hearing loss, in a recent national poll from the American Speech and Language Hearing Association, it was found that almost half of all of Americans, 46% say that they have a close family member or loved one who has difficulty hearing. Adults, although untreated hearing loss is associated with poor quality of life, as well as, you know, an increased risk of cognitive decline, dementia, depression, falls, and other serious conditions, many adults don't seek treatment for years, even decades, and some never seek treatment. Some may notice a loved one is having a more difficult time understanding others or following the conversation, or perhaps maybe even seeming more withdrawn than they were the last time they were all together. These are great signs and indicators for hearing loss. All family members and friends can help make sure their loved ones are enjoying the important celebrations, and it can be an integral voice in encouraging them to seek help for their hearing loss. But in the meantime, the American Speech and Language Hearing Association advises families to do some of the following things that I'm going to talk about for family members with hearing difficulties. First, you might want to reduce the noise. I know whenever I'm in the kitchen preparing for Thanksgiving, we have maybe the TV going or maybe music going, but whenever that company arrives, make sure to turn that off, because any competing noise from maybe the television or music, that background noise, can make it more difficult to hear. So go ahead and turn that noise off. And also take turns while talking. Sometimes when many of us are together, it can be hard to hear and challenging to follow the conversation when multiple people are speaking at once. You know, maybe encourage everyone to adopt this practice and take turns in sitting with the person to chat with more one-on-one, or maybe even in a more private space. Speak clearly and don't shout. Believe it or not, our voices raise sometimes in a bigger environment, and louder isn't always necessarily clear. And nobody likes to be yelled at when trying to enjoy themselves in the conversation. If you find yourself talking too much in a louder voice, if you find yourself talking in a much louder voice than normal, maybe assess the situation and the person that you're trying to converse with and still see, are they still able to follow the conversation by the cues that they're giving back? If not, maybe you are talking too loud, and maybe try to lower your voice just a bit and see if that helps. The next thing you might want to do is face the person directly as you speak. This is one of the easiest and most forgotten tips that we can do, not only for us as adults, but our kids too. So make sure when you're talking, do not turn your back to the conversation that you're having or shout from another room. We read lips more than we think we do, and people often do not see our lips and facial expressions to understand what we're saying. Again, this is a good reminder to tell all of our littles in case they're trying to have a, you know, conversation with maybe the grandparent or great-grandparent or an aunt or uncle. Use good lighting. That's another really good tip. A dim lit room will limit the visual cues, such as our mouth movements, that are helpful for someone with a hearing loss and people with hearing difficulties to use, that often help them decipher what someone is saying. If it's a nice day, you know, take them outside and maybe sit on the porch or in the front yard, or even better yet, a walk always does the body good. Be patient. Try not to get annoyed if you find yourself repeating your message. You know, there may be background noise that you're not even thinking about. If someone doesn't understand you the first time, make sure to rephrase it, what you said. Don't give up on communicating, because you know that loved one wants to hear everything that you're trying to tell them. Also, seating arrangements. Arrange the table with conversations in mind. Maybe seat the person with the hearing difficulty next to someone who you know will help keep them involved in the conversation. Or if seating arrangements are not an option, maybe at your Thanksgiving, ask someone if they would like to eat lunch with them and maybe a few others to make sure they're still part of the festivities. If there's a kid's table, for example, maybe have them sit on the opposite side of the room and let them chat with the adults during lunch who are, you know, seated around the table, and maybe have a time where the kids can have their conversations with them after the meal. Learn the signs of hearing loss. These can include anything from maybe the TV is really loud on the volume, you know, beyond what's comfortable for others. Maybe, you know, you walk in the room and the TV is really loud for them. And then also maybe they're frequently requiring the speech to be repeated and seeming irritated or withdrawn. Those are all really good signs of hearing loss. And finally, you know, maybe plant a seed and encourage your loved one to seek help. A person might not even be thinking about their hearing is that bad, but many people underestimate their level of hearing trouble. Be gentle, be persistent, let them know that you're concerned that treatment can be improved, to help their life, and that you can help them. And as always, for more tips on adult development and aging and family resource management, go to the Frontier District website, or you can find us on Facebook and Instagram. And as always, feel free to email me at jmcnally@ksu.edu.
Well, again, always good to make sure everyone's involved in the holiday season. Good to hear tips and tricks. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meridian Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower.